Nolte, nearly two-thirds rate Joe Biden negatively on economy. By John Nolte on October 18, 2021. In a stunning development, a majority of 51% now rate his fraudulent and see Joe Biden's handling of the economy as poor. Another 13% rate it as fair. So that means nearly two-thirds, a full 64%, hold a negative opinion of Biden's economic stewardship. Meanwhile, only 32% rate Biden as excellent, 14%, and good, 18%, on the economy. Rasmussen explains. A new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen reports and the National Pulse finds that just 34% of likely U.S. voters rate Biden's handling of economic issues excellent or good, while 51% now give the president a poor rating on the economy. That's a significant decline since July, when 42% of voters rated Biden good or excellent on economic issues and 43% gave him a poor rating. These are devastating numbers for any president, but most especially one like Biden, who is aggressively looking to do even more damage to the economy with a $3.5 trillion federal spending binge. You see, for the most part, it is government spending that got us into this mess. This massive spending overheated the economy and created the record inflation we're all suffering through now. And inflation is very much on the mind of consumers who are watching the price of everything explode, but most especially the bare necessities of life, such as gasoline, electricity, home heating fuel, and food. This same poll found a whopping 57% of voters are very concerned, with another 26% somewhat concerned about inflation. That's a total of 83%. Only 14% are not very, 11%, or not at all, 3%, concerned about inflation. In worse news for Slow Joe, only 20% of non-affiliated, independent, voters give Biden a passing grade on the economy, while 60% of those independents rate him as poor. These are dreadful numbers, and the economy is only going to get worse, much worse. To begin with, Biden will get some of that $3.5 trillion passed, which will create even more inflation. Additionally, energy prices are set to explode. Jobs are not being created. The supply chain issues are nowhere near solved, and that will boost prices and cost people jobs. There is no doubt in my mind America is headed for a recession, and it will be an entirely avoidable recession. It is Biden's seemingly deliberate mismanagement of the coronavirus vaccine, his hyperspending, and his constant threat of tax increases that got us in this mess. Well, at least the mean tweets have stopped. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.